Tuesday's Democratic presidential primary in New Hampshire got most of the attention, but in case you missed it, President Bush won the Republican primary with 85% of the vote. He didn't campaign in New Hampshire before the primary, but yesterday, with an eye to the November election, the president visited the state. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne reports from Merrimack, New Hampshire.
For months in New Hampshire, Democrats have been the stars. They've been campaigning, debating, even flipping pancakes and serving coffee, all the while hammering away with criticism of President Bush and his policies. Yesterday, it was the president's turn in the spotlight in the Granite State.
Thank you. I'll be seated, please. It's nice to be back. I understand there's been some activity in the state of New Hampshire recently.
The president was headlining what the White House called a conversation on the economy at the offices of Fidelity Investments in the town of Merrimack. This was a reminder for New Hampshire voters that he, too, is a candidate and that he has a record to run on. He talked briefly in general terms about Iraq and the war on terror.
We've made some tough choices recently, but all these choices aim for one thing, to make America more secure, the world more free, and the world more peaceful.
But mostly the president talked about the economy, which is a high priority for voters in a state the president barely carried in 2000. He said again that he is optimistic that the economy is turning around, and as he always does, he credited the tax cuts he pushed through Congress in 2001 and 2003.
It's working. It's working. The economy's growing. People are finding work. There's an excitement in our economy.
And Mr. Bush again repeated his call for those tax cuts to be made permanent. On the stage with the president were a handful of Fidelity Investments employees who talked about how they are using the tax cuts they've received. Also there was the CEO of a small satellite communications company who said because of tax cuts, he's been able to hire 11 new employees. But the president's critics say that such anecdotal good news about new hires is not backed up by the numbers. They note that even though the economy is growing now at a strong pace, hiring remains very weak and is taking longer than is normal to rebound after a recession. Lee Price is an analyst with the Economic Policy Institute, a Washington think tank with ties to labor. He says the economy needs to create 150,000 new jobs a month just to keep up with the expanding pool of eligible workers.
The big story is that employers are not starting new businesses and they're not expanding the way they should. And I think that is in part because people don't believe this economic program is really well designed to get the economy moving on a sustained basis.
The White House acknowledges that job creation is not where it wants it to be. Administration officials, though, continue to predict that that picture will improve as well. It is an issue that Democrats who hope to challenge the president in the fall are trying to turn to their advantage. The White House insists that this stop in New Hampshire was not a political event, but it felt and looked very much like the campaign, complete with an unscheduled trip by the presidential motorcade to a chocolate shop in Merrimack. The president introduced the shop owners to reporters. Mr. Bush noted the shop has been in business just since last year, and posing for the cameras encouraged the National Press Corps to spend some money. Don Gagne, NPR News.